Unit 3. Literature. Listening and speaking. D. Listen to the statements and choose the right responses.
1. What is your favorite book?
2. Why do you enjoy reading a book?
3. Bad books are like bad friends. Do you agree?
4. What's a classic that you really liked?
5. Was The Woman in White any good? E. Listen to the short conversations and choose the best answer.
1. First of all, do you like reading?
Yes, I do.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about? 2. What do you read usually?
I kind of alternate between fiction and non-fiction.
Question. What does the woman read? 3. Oh, what is the book about?
Well, it's about a woman who has been having an affair, basically.
Question. What is the book about? 4. Have you read the new novel by J.K. Rowling?
No, I didn't even know that there was a new one out.
Question. What does the woman say about the new novel?
5. Can you tell me some of the best-selling novels of 2017?
They are The Girl on the Ship, All the Sound We Can Hear, and Go Set a Doorkeeper.
Question. Which is not the best-selling novels of 2017?
F. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false.
Hi, Nate. What are you reading?
A Study in Scarlet. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yes. The hero of this novel is Sherlock Holmes, and I'm a huge fan of Holmes.
Holmes is famous for his careful observation and reasoning.
Every novel about Holmes is so wonderful that you could hardly put it down.
I can't agree with you more. As soon as I buy a novel about Holmes, I'll read it at a stretch.
Of the Sherlock Holmes novels, The Hound of the Baskervilles is probably the best known. It has been made into a film over 20 times.
That one is my favorite too.
G. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer.
Where did Holmes and Watson live?
They lived in London at 221B Baker Street. This real house has been changed into a museum.
This museum may be added to the impression that Sherlock Holmes really existed.
Yes, exactly. 58% of British people thought that Sherlock Holmes really existed.
And given details in two of the novels, fans thought that Holmes must have been at the University of Cambridge.
Perhaps Holmes studied biology at Cambridge, because that helped him a lot.
The fact is, Holmes is the creation of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
By the way, have you watched the movie Sherlock Holmes?
Well, I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Question. 1. Where did Holmes and Watson live?
2. How many British people thought that Sherlock Holmes really existed?
3. Which film is the man going to watch this weekend? H. Listen to the short passage and fill in the blanks.
William Shakespeare, 1564 to 1616, was an English playwright, poet, and actor. He wrote 37 plays and 2 long poems in his lifetime. His plays are still performed today. He is often quoted in modern writing. His plays are of different kinds. These plays are among the best known in English literature and are studied in schools around the world. Shakespeare's plays are written in poetic language. Many of the plays are set in strange, distant places and times. They are still popular today. The stories are often exciting, very funny, or very sad, and make people want to know what happened to his characters. He says much about things that are still important today, like love, sadness, hope, pride, hatred, jealousy, and foolishness. Shakespeare added new words and phrases to the English language. He also made some words more popular. He created over 1,700 English words.